I have talked with people and they just miss do, is, and does, and everything. It just makes me just shudder when I see them talking with children. And I said, now, some of these children may eventually get up to be able to teach my children. And I would just be sick. and they I just feel that they can't teach them if they don't know how to use it themselves. Now, I don't feel necessarily this way about every walk of life and everything in life, but take the piano for one. To me, I feel a person can teach another person how to play a piano and can't play at all. You see, but they know the theory of it. If you are going to be speaking what you also speak and you can't speak it, then to me it's not the same. You see?
Yeah, see, there. What did you have a 9-month school year?
Yes.
When did you usually begin?
We started in September and ended in May.
Do they still start in September now here?
Here? No, they start in August at the very latter part. Actually, they tire the children out. They tired me out as a teacher starting that early, you know.
They still end in May?
They end in May.
Well, since you've lived in Montgomery, you talked about how schools have changed. Can you tell me, let's say you lived in Montgomery during a period of a lot of changes. Can you tell me about how the city's changed in your lifetime?
Well, you know,
it hasn't changed, you know.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say for me, too. Because I guess I'm just this kind of person that I have never really experienced all of these things that I hear about as far as segregation is concerned here. These are things that you get in the papers away from here as to how bad it is here in Montgomery, Alabama, how bad the situation is in the South. But I feel that most things that you are discriminated against with are somewhat self-imposed. Even when legally it was opened up that blacks could go to any restaurant that they wanted, I heard comments of blacks to say, well, honey, I ain't gonna go down there and have these folks looking at me. Well, see, my attitude is different. You know, I feel that I can eat just as well as they can. If I'm hungry enough, I don't even know that they are there, you know. And so consequently, I'm not looking for whether they are watching me, because I expect to carry myself in such a way that I don't care if they watch me. And so consequently, I haven't felt the ills of segregation and integration.
Except when 30 years ago, what were the major sections of the city then? You know, 20 years ago?
20 years ago, that's kind of hard to say, because in a way, if you think about it, I had been away from you for almost that many years, if you put them together and make the years from them. I, of course, had them split up because it was going there and then coming home for Christmas or something like this, see, and it was broken at that time. But to me, being down here now in Hardy States, for 3 years, I thought I was in Ridgecrest. I didn't know I was in Hardy States.
I thought this was Ridgecrest.
Right, and I didn't even know for 3 years that I was in Hardy States. And of course, as I told you about how we came about getting this property, my parents had to do the initial dealings with it. And so consequently, they saw the deed. I didn't bother to even see the deed, because whatever it was going to have to go on the payment that I was having to make.